With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Beryl has knocked out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses in the Houston area. As rising waters from the hurricane-turned tropical storm have caused street flooding and prompted rescues. Meanwhile, June is sizzling to a 13th straight monthly heat record. Jennifer King has more.
The average global temperature in June was 62 degrees Fahrenheit, 1.2 degrees above the 30-year average. That breaks heat records for the 13th straight month, according to Copernicus, the European Climate Change Service.
It's a stark warning that we are getting closer to this very important limit set by the Paris Agreement.
Senior scientist Nicholas Julian.
The records have been also shattered by very substantial margin over the past 13 months?
Climate scientists say most of the increase is from greenhouse gases emitted by the burning of fossil fuels. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden stepping up his political activity to try to convince Democrats that he can win re-election in November.
It's been more than a week since the president's debate performance triggered widespread concern about his fitness for office. With Democrats divided on a path forward, Mr. Biden is doubling down and pushing ahead. The White House and campaign have announced a more robust travel schedule in the days ahead, including a trip to battleground Michigan and a Southwest swing during the Republican convention.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The president and his Western counterparts meeting in Washington this week to mark the 75th anniversary of NATO. Israeli forces advancing deeper into Gaza Strip's largest city. The military says it's aimed at terrorists who had regrouped there. The advance into Gaza City came as Israel and Hamas draw closer to bridging the gaps in negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage release. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to Hurricane Beryl.
The giant Christian relief agency has begun sending relief supplies to Caribbean communities impacted by the big storm. Over 24 tons of material has been airlifted into the stricken region along with teams of specialists. Food, water, tarps, blankets, solar supplies were part of the initial delivery, soon to be followed by other things. Samaritan's Purse is urging Christians across the U.S. to pray for the victims of the hurricane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of Christian and conservative groups are urging Republican officials to draft a party platform that is pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel. Tony Perkins of Family Research Council Action says, America is an unprecedented place of moral and cultural confusion and is in dire need of leadership and moral clarity. The Republican Party must once again communicate a clear and hopeful contrast between the parties. This is SRN News. Israel making medical preparations in the event of a new war with Lebanon. Media Line's Felice Friedson has more.
As rockets fired from Lebanon become more frequent and more lethal, Israeli officials are completing plans for bolstering the number of medical personnel available to fight a multi-front war. Lacking a sufficient number of doctors and other health professionals, a call has gone international for volunteers to come to the Jewish state for tours of duty ranging from 2 weeks to 1 month. Because a shortage of doctors existed even before the war against Hamas, efforts are in motion to recruit medical professionals who will be used to fill the gaps created where doctors have been mobilized. The nightmare scenario is fighting terror proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, on three fronts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.